Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Hello, everyone. We thank God for being here on this evening. I just want to take a few minutes to just pray with you. Thank the Lord for all his goodness and his kindness and his mercy. Yes, this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for every opportunity to come and to worship you and to be with you, God, to set some time apart to be with you, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless your people everywhere, continue to heal and deliver, God, in every situation. There are so many people that are experiencing turmoil, sicknesses, cancer, mental conditions, emotional problems. God, we ask you to just reach out, stretch out your hand right now, your hand of deliverance, your hand of healing, your hand of comfort, your hand of love, your matchless love to help your people everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you today, Lord, and we don't take anything that you do in our lives for granted, God. But there are people, Lord, who need your help. There are people who are in emergency situations. There are people who are crying out to you, God, and we just come and petition you just once more, Father, to stretch out your hand to send healing and deliverance. We come against everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who are seeking help, those who are seeking healing, God, first we ask that they would repent from any sins that they've committed, God, any bitterness, any unforgiveness, God. But we must come to you with a pure and a clean heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we ask you to just continue to stretch out your hand of deliverance, stretch out your hand of healing, stretch out your hand, God, to those who are sick and shut in and can't come out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those suffering from depression, Father, in the name of Jesus. Again, we come against everything that's not like you, every sickness, every disease, every paralyzing condition, Father. We speak to it in the name of Jesus and say, loose your hold. For, Father, you have given us all victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we proclaim that victory today. We proclaim healing. We proclaim deliverance. We proclaim your grace. We proclaim your mercy. We proclaim freedom in Christ Jesus. And we proclaim victory, Lord. We thank you for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do, God. We trust you. We lean on you and we depend on you because we know there's nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, continue to be with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Strip us from ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. This flesh that doesn't want to do right, don't want to act right, don't want to be right, God. Help us to make it line up according to your word, Father. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We're confident today, Lord, because you are our Alpha, our Omega. You are strength. You are Redeemer. You are first and our last, God. You who have begun a good work, hallelujah, in us, is able to complete it, God. We count it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for worship. Thank you for praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for a mind to want to serve you, Father. Hallelujah. And we count it joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the world know, even the more, that you are Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him for his presence, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we love you today. Hallelujah. We're so glad to be in the house of the Lord. And in his presence, I know we're not literally in the church, but that's how I feel. Hallelujah. We're glad to be in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Again, this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope in Charlotte, North Carolina, 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105. And I do emphasize Suite 105 because there are five suites in that plaza, and four of them are churches. So if you stop by 5105 Reagan Drive, make sure you look us up, Vision of Hope, the second suite on the right. Hallelujah. And we're thanking God for all that he's done and all that he's doing. Once again, I'm excited to be in the presence of the Lord. I just want to take a few minutes to just speak to you according to the word of God and encourage you to continue to find your destiny and purpose. For you are created for a purpose. God has you here for a reason. And so it's just, we want to just continue to seek his face and continue to seek out his purpose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I just want to say to you, according to the scripture, God, even though there's so many things going on, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. We went to our church convocation. A couple of us went down to Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's right, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Lord have mercy. We left 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and we got there, took our time. I had the mother of our church with me, 73-year-old Mother Lily, God bless her heart, and her granddaughter. We went on down to Chattanooga to be a part of the convocation. Others were planning but could not make it, but nonetheless, we went on, and we got to the church down in Chattanooga, parked the car, got in, sat down. We made it. Praise God. He got us there safely. About 15 minutes after we got in, our bishop got up and said, the doors of the church have been locked. the city is on a lockdown because of what happened with the shooting in Chattanooga. Well, 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 the saints got to praying. We began to pray, and I began to pray, and Mother began to pray, and, you know, the enemy tried to come in with fear, but I had just made up my mind it was no better place to be than in the house of the Lord, amen. I know the Charleston nuns are in the house of the Lord, but if it's anywhere that you're going to go, then there's no better place than in the house of the Lord, amen. And I thank God for his goodness. We prayed, and the Lord spoke to me and said, if you just push, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Pray until something happens. He'll be caught in about 30 minutes. So, listen, everybody was on one accord. We began to pray, shout, sing, praise, just continued on with business as usual. We held hands and connected and prayed. And then before you know it, there was an announcement that the perpetrator had been caught. And so we thank God for deliverance. He is a strong deliverer. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, a strong deliverer. So we were grateful to him that no more lives had to be taken, including our own, that we could just go ahead on and continue to go about the city of Chattanooga freely. And we went out that evening, and I said, good Lord, this is a Thursday night, but it just looked like people were celebrating. Just the celebration of life, and I can tell you people were nicer, black, white, and all colors in between, opening doors to one another, saying hello, just taking that extra second to say, hi, how you doing, have a good day. And I'm not talking about the people that were waiting on us, people going in the door, oh, go ahead, bless you, have a good day. People were just extra nice and extra kind in the city of Chattanooga, and I thank God for that because sometimes tragedy will bring people closer together. You don't want those lives to have died in vain. So we thank God for the camaraderie that met us there in spite of everything that was going on. I just have a couple of scriptures for you. I'm really almost done just giving my testimony to the glory of God and, again, just thanking him that we were in and out of Chattanooga safely. But I'm going into the Word of God, and I'm going into Zephaniah, the fourth chapter, hallelujah, and beginning at the first verse, the angel of the Lord who talked with me returned and woke me up like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, what do you see? I answered, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top, and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. I asked the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? He answered, do you not know what these are? No, my Lord, I replied. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. So whatever has you captured, captivated, in turmoil, in a bad situation, you're going to come out. You're going to bring out that capstone with a shout. God bless it. God bless it. Whew, thank you, Jesus, because it's not going to happen as it says in verse 6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. You've heard me say it before, and I'm going to say it again. It's time to take God out of the box. It's time to trust him and believe him and go forth. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what the doctors say. It's time to go forth in God because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord can change any situation. It can change any circumstance. It can take something that looks like it's wrong and make it right. Oh, yes, it can. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I talked to one of a lady this week, hallelujah, and she was talking about how her mother had a condition and decided not to get that condition operated. Now, this is by the Spirit of the Lord. I don't recommend this. This is a testimony that somebody gave, because when you're doing things, you have to be led by the Spirit. And this was a faith woman, and she was led by the Spirit not to get a particular operation or surgery because of her condition. She just decided not to get it. I believe it was cancer, and she decided not to have whatever it was recommended. And lo and behold, she lived several years without that cancer spreading or getting worse. So, again, that's my point, is it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Now, make no mistake, I'm nobody's fool, because Jesus had a physician on board with him. Luke was a physician. But when you're led by the Spirit of God, and you have to be led by the Spirit of God, you have to do what God says. I don't care what man says. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what man says, you have to be led by the Spirit of God. I remember when one of my daughters, I call her my OB, the knee baby. Well, I call her the old baby, but she was the knee baby, the one before the last. She was born with a cherry right in between her eye and her nose. It was just right underneath her eye, but right above the nostril. And the doctors wanted to operate, newborn baby. They wanted to operate, go in, cut it out. And, you know, by the time she grew up, you know, the scar would be removed. Well, I didn't feel led to have that done. She was newborn. She was precious, beautiful. And I just didn't want them to operate on my newborn baby. Well, we took and we prayed and we laid hands on that thing. And I'm telling you, within a week or two, that thing was gone, disappeared. Hallelujah, never to return. Whew, thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God. He is a miracle worker. You've got to be led by the Spirit. And this is the thing that's really important in this season and in this hour. The devil is running rampant. No holds barred. He's not scared. He's not intimidated. But he is fulfilling the portion of the Bible that he is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Be it right or be it wrong, be bold for God. Be bold for him. Be bold. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what we have to do today. We have to be bold and we have to be strong for our Lord. We have to represent, stand in faith, stand in love, stand with victory, because God is with us. There's no time to back down or be intimidated. So many people talk about waiting for their calling. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Because the devil is not waiting for anything. Go forth in the things of God. See if he doesn't anoint you and appoint you, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That's Zephaniah, the 4th chapter. The second scripture that I have for you, and I'm almost closing, is Psalms 127. Psalms 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. My God. Hallelujah. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. You know, I was worried about some things. You know, God's word is true, and let every man be a liar. I was worried about some things, and it involved getting up early and going to bed late. You know how they talk about the real go-getters. You got to rise early, and you got to, you know, stay up late, and, you know, you don't sleep. They talked about a certain famous singer that practiced so much that she forgot to eat, you know, and all of that. And I just began to talk to God, and just, you know, think on some things, and the Lord brought this scripture to my attention, we can do all of that, and we can build empires. But those empires will be in vain. They will not be on a solid foundation, or they will not happen at all unless the Lord is in it. Are you listening to me? I don't want success. I want good success. I want good success. I just don't want to have that form of success and be miserable behind closed doors. But I want good success. I want God to bless and sanction everything that I do. And so I'm asking him to continue to bless. And he just gave me this, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Go to verse 3. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen. We have to love on our children just a little bit more. I know it's hard. This generation is very entitled. I told my own daughter, I said, y'all are the most entitled generation I've ever seen in my life. And we've got to love on them. And sometimes that means tough love, people. Sometimes that means tough love, because when we continue to enable them, it's not going to help them. Enabling them is not love. And you have to have the discernment to know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Because like I said, enabling them is not love. So we have to love on our children just a little bit more. We have to speak life into them. We have to let them know that they are the called and the chosen, and God has great things in store for them. I've never seen so many people in this world today that feel so unloved and so unworthy and so unliked. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Help us today, Holy Ghost. You know, I feel like the whole issue with the gender, you know, it's the person is so unsatisfied with themselves that they feel that their whole gender is wrong. That's an esteem issue. Now, I know there are exceptions to the rules, and I know, you know, you can get a whole argument out of it, but a lot of it is esteem. A lot of it is esteem. I don't like myself. I don't feel comfortable with myself. I'm not comfortable with how I look, how I feel. So therefore, God must have made a mistake with the gender that he gave me. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Help us today, Holy Ghost. What if I just get up and decide that my eyes want to be a hand? I don't like my eyes. I don't like the color that they are. I don't like how they're looking. I don't like what I see. I'm going to decide that my eyes are going to be hands and my hands are going to be eyes. This is where the world is going with so many things that are going on. But I urge you to stay close to Jesus like never before. Stay close to him. Love on your children. Love on your family. You can be firm. You don't have to enable. And you definitely should be respected. But love covers a multitude of faults. It covers a multitude of sins. If you love on somebody, you can love them into godliness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, you can. With love and kindness have I drawn. God can draw you through love and kindness. Many have been drawn through love and kindness, and we need to love just a little bit more. And we need to know, we need to put God first in everything that we're building, church, everything we're doing, everything we're building, every idea, every business venture. Put God first, because the scripture says, except the Lord buildeth, they that labor in vain. So I thank God for his word tonight. Oh, I love the Lord so much. I'm so grateful to him. If he doesn't do anything else for me, he's done enough. He really has. And when I start feeling down, yes, I do. Pastor Kim has moments of feeling down. I just began to think on the goodness of the Lord. Think about the things that he's brought me out of. Think about the things that he shielded and protected me from. Think about how he's continually covered me. I think about how his grace and his mercy shields and protects me. And last but not least, I find myself in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Glory to God. I don't have to want because he is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Check this out. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Glory to God. That means even when I don't want to, he makes me lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters and restores my soul. Oh, yes, he does. Restoration is coming. So I could go on and on with that. When you get a chance, you read that 23rd Psalm. And this is the last little tidbit. This is my second closing because we've got about 5 minutes left. The Lord showed me, you know, sheep have no fear. And as Christians, we are sheep. There are some animals that when they sense fear, they retreat, they go back, they turn around, they bite, they scratch, they fight. But sheep, thank you, Jesus, have no fear. You can lead them to the slaughter, glory to God, and they'll go. So as sheep today, we walk with no fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Father. We don't have to fear today. The biggest thing that the enemy wants us to do is stay in limbo. Fear to go ahead. And too far ahead to go back. And if we're in limbo, we can't do nothing. So just do it afraid. Try, and try again. I do love you with the love of the Lord. I'm excited for you. I'm praying that God bless you if you need healing. I'm praying that he send healing to your body. If you need deliverance, I'm praying that he sends deliverance to your heart, your mind, and your soul. Whatever it is that you need, God's got it. Most of all, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I wish above all things, thank you, Jesus, above all things, that thou may prosper and be in good health. Those are the two things. Above all things, that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Make sure that your mind, your will, and emotions are prospering, because the Lord is truly with us today. I love him with all my heart and soul. God bless you. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries. If anybody's got about 2 minutes, anybody who's listening wants to get in, just press 1 and I'll let you in. God bless you. Make sure if you don't have a church home to find one, go praising the Lord. Go loving him even the more. Fall in love with the Lord all over again. He's going to continue to bless you, heal you, and deliver you. Anybody chiming in? We've got about 2 minutes left. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. This is Pastor Kim signing off.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again. Give you all the glory.
We